The nation's first publicly funded inner-city dirt bike park is being built in Cleveland with hopes of redirecting the swarms of dirt bike riders illegally using city streets. Backers say the park will reduce a dangerous nuisance and generate revenue and create jobs. Others say the money could be better spent. This is a YouTube video capturing some of Cleveland's dirt bike riders, mostly young men and teens, taking to city streets on their small, fast, agile machines. Cleveland police no longer try to catch them, despite the dangers they create by speeding and doing stunts. 40-year-old Johnny Burton says as a teenager, he and his friends would take their bikes to city parks and vacant lots to ride, only to be run off by police. So they started riding on the streets to parks in other neighborhoods, and that ride became an activity of its own.
After a while, people had fun riding from one side of town to the next, a 30-minute ride on your dirt bike, you know, through traffic. After a while, you know, if you ride a street bike, that's fun. So now you're on a dirt bike, you can pop wheelies, you can do all these different things. That's what they began to do. So instead of looking for a park to ride on, they just started riding their dirt bikes in the streets, and it had become a rebellion initially.
Burton, whose father and grandfather are both well-known motorcycle enthusiasts, now teaches motorcycle repair and maintenance. Cleveland officials asked him to help devise a way to get illegal riders off the streets, and he and others recommended the dirt bike park. He says it will not draw all the illegal riders off the streets, but it will be a safe place where some can learn the proper way to ride and maybe move into other aspects of the multi-million-dollar dirt bike industry. When he's not driving his tow truck, James Patton, known as Smoke, still occasionally rides his street-legal Yamaha dirt bike on Cleveland streets. At 31, he says hitting the streets is no longer the rebellious adventure the younger guys are engaged in.
I mean, it's more of a thrill thing, but I mean, it's a thing about safety too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I'm a grown man, so me, if I ride in the streets, I take on whatever laws or whatever I do wrong, I take that on myself. But now we got kids growing up that want to ride or whatever, and they look up to us and they're riding the streets. They don't know anything about traffic laws or right and wrong or whatever. So this park, I think, will be beneficial to them coming up so they can learn the proper way to do certain things.
Patton says many young riders he knows want opportunities to get off the streets. He also believes the dirt bike park could help some of them become good enough to compete professionally. As the park is envisioned, it would also attract sanctioned races and serve as an economic development tool. It's being built in Councilwoman Phyllis Cleveland's East Side Ward.
I see that as an opportunity to attract investment to the neighborhood where there hasn't been a lot. And that investment, you know, I don't see limited to the dirt bike. You know, once you start bringing people into the neighborhood, how do we use that to leverage to help improve the lives of people who live in the neighborhood? The dirt bike park itself, of course, is not an amenity that's directed towards the neighborhood. It's going to be a regional draw.
And the councilwoman agrees that the park will not eliminate illegal street riding, but for the kids involved, it's a start.
You are always going to have people who don't obey the law, you know, unfortunately. And it doesn't matter if you build a basketball court, you got kids who are going to cause trouble instead of play basketball. So, yeah, it's not going to cure the whole problem, but I really believe that it'll go a long way toward, you know, changing that thinking and mentality to the guys who ride down the street.
Mike Polensic is among those on council who have reservations about the dirt bike park. He questions the city spending nearly $2.5 million on it.
What my argument was is, again, with all the other pressing needs we have in this city and all the existing parks and playgrounds and rec centers that are in need of repair, how did this just surface out of the clear blue sky? It wasn't in a five-year capital plan. And then we have a project here that is, again, supposed to be part of the cure-all for crime in our neighborhoods. And yet, you know, explain to me how.
Polensic adds that he's not opposed to a dirt bike park, just the use of tax dollars to build it. The city has selected a company to clean up environmental waste at the 30-acre site, and it's in the process of finding a company to do the design work and construction. I'm Kevin Niedermeyer, 89.7 WKSU.